We could spend all day saying thank you to those who support WSHU with financial contributions. I'm WSHU reporter Ebon Udama. And one way I say thank you is by covering Connecticut political news to help you stay connected and informed. Your financial support is the lifeblood of the WSHU newsroom. Thank you for making this trusted resource available to our community. We're expanding our world together.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Waterbury officials say they hope to have water restored by the end of this week. A broken rail made this morning's commute a little difficult for LIRR riders. Two deaths in Stamford from cold exposure highlight a need for emergency housing. Plus, the legendary 1980 Miracle on Ice hockey team returned to the White House last week. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Officials in Waterbury say they hope to have water restored by the end of this week. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports on the fallout from a major water main break.
Officials said a small century-old water line failed and caused a transmission main to explode on Friday night. It's left nearly 100,000 people without water. Mayor Paul Pernarewski says fixing the problem has been slow going.
We are putting the water in a very controlled fashion at this point, because we want to make sure that we don't blow out the any lines that are that have been empty. So as we start, if we put all the pressure in all at once, we would run the risk of having other breaks along the way.
The city's water superintendent says he hopes to have water from all over the city tested and cleared by Thursday. Schools will be closed for a third consecutive day on Wednesday. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Some Long Island Railroad commuters had a tough commute this morning. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports a broken rail shut down service into Penn Station.
Long Island Railroad riders began their Tuesday commute with major disruptions after an Amtrak rail in one of the East River tunnels broke. For more than 2 hours, trains could not enter Penn Station. Instead, they were redirected to either Grand Central Madison or Atlantic Terminal in Brooklyn. That affected almost every branch of the railroad across the entire island. Amtrak officials say the broken rail was repaired around 7:45 a.m. Residual delays and crowded trains are possible throughout the rest of the day. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Governor Kathy Hochul is weighing a bill that would regulate new AI programs in New York. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vielkind reports.
People familiar with the matter say Hochul is pushing to align New York's AI regulations with a new California state law. They say she wants to amend a pending bill called the RAISE Act so that there's consistency for companies. Assemblymember Alex Boris is a co-sponsor of the measure. He says the California law is a good first step, but that New York's bill would go further by allowing the state to block the release of a new AI model if it would, quote, create an unreasonable risk. Boris says the regulations would still allow New York companies to innovate.
This bill fits well within that balance and that history, and I'm optimistic that we'll get to a meaningful place.
Tech groups say the RAISE Act would stifle development. Hochul has until Friday to act. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
While the Miracle on Ice team basked in glory at the White House last week, Elise Stefanik quietly eyes a bigger win. That story is ahead. Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. For the second time, all hospitals received A ratings from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent hospital monitor. This means that patients have access to the safest level of care, no matter which hospital they choose.
We have a special lineup of programs for you this holiday season, with songs, carols, and stories for Christmas, including the annual favorite, a festival of nine lessons and carols. We also have music and stories for Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and music that welcomes the winter season. There's something for everyone. You can find the full schedule at WSHU.org.
Does the state of Connecticut owe you money? Find out online at ctbiglist.gov. The state treasurer has returned a record $121 million of unclaimed property in the last fiscal year. There are also four unclaimed military service medals in possession of the state. 60 school districts on Long Island tested positive for lead in their drinking water. That's according to New York State data. Officials issued tighter restrictions for lead levels in 2022. The Farmingdale School District notified parents last week about elevated lead readings at several school buildings. Many Connecticut residents who tried to buy health insurance on the state marketplace website yesterday got an error message. Access Health CT's website crashed on the last day of enrollment for health and dental coverage beginning January 1st. Coverage for those who enroll today through January 15th will start February 1st. Two people in Stamford have died from exposure as Connecticut is held in the grip of extreme cold weather. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports this comes as the state is putting money toward emergency housing to fill the Trump administration's gaps.
A 50-year-old woman was found dead at a bus stop on East Main Street. Around the same time, police found a 52-year-old man dead just blocks away at Cummings Park. The wind chill was around 10 degrees. It was cold. It's colder now, and it will be for the next few nights.
We know that unsheltered homelessness takes a terrible toll on people at no time more so than when it is as bitter cold as we have seen lately.
Lisa Tepper Bates is with the United Way of Connecticut. She says homelessness is way up in the state, largely because of a housing shortage.
There's an incredible workforce of people working in our shelter system, but they can't find housing if it doesn't exist. And what they are up against right now is a terrible lack of housing options for people who are extremely low income.
Governor Ned Lamont says he'll put more than $5 million toward homelessness prevention, drawn from the state's recently created emergency reserve to cover Trump administration cuts and delays. It's the same fund that'll pay for many residents' health insurance. Sarah Fox is with the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness.
Well, so what this does is it provides a sense of stability. These cuts coming from the federal government, it's shaken providers and tenants who are scared of losing their housing. For at least the next 6 months, the state has stepped in. We're hopeful that they will continue to do so, although this is funding that should and must come from the federal government.
Unsheltered homelessness is up by about 45% in the last year in Connecticut. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Members of the 1980 Olympic hockey team were honored at the White House last week. President Trump awarded the men one of the highest honors for American civilians. The New York Public News Network's Emily Russell reports.
The former hockey players wore white cowboy hats to the White House, a callback to what they wore at the opening ceremonies of the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid. As President Trump explained on Friday afternoon in the Oval Office, it was at those Winter Olympics where the men made history.
45 years ago, this tremendous group of collegiate players and amateurs faced overwhelming odds against the Soviet Union in Lake Placid Winter Olympics.
Up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
The American men defeated the Soviet Union in a game that became known as the Miracle on Ice. To honor their accomplishment, Trump pulled out a black Sharpie and signed the Congressional Gold Medal Act into law.
It's a great achievement. Okay, wait a minute. There you go, Mike. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
This is tape from ABC News. Trump handed the Sharpie to Mike Ruzioni, who captained the 1980 team and scored the winning goal against the Soviets. Ruzioni said it was an honor to compete for Team USA in 1980 and to now be recognized by Congress and President Trump.
I've always said the gold medal is something that's incredible, but this is the frosting on the cake. To receive an award like this, an honor like this, maybe that's the... This is it, guys. I don't think there's anything else we can get.
The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest honor given to civilians by Congress. It's been awarded to people like Neil Armstrong and Robert Frost, as well as groups of people like the Navajo Code Talkers. The Congressional Gold Medal for the Miracle on Ice team was co-sponsored in Congress by Republicans Pete Stauber from Minnesota and Elise Stefanik from the North Country. Stefanik smiled as she stood beside Trump in the Oval Office on Friday.
And Elise, everybody knows Elise. She's doing phenomenally well, a really tremendous congresswoman, and she's running for a little position called governor of New York. And
Trump has notably not endorsed Stefanik for governor. Long Island Republican Bruce Blakeman plans to challenge Stefanik in the primary next spring, which Trump acknowledged at Friday's event.
She's got a little competition and with a very good Republican, but she's a great Republican. So we'll see what happens. But Elise is respected by everybody, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mr. President.
As the representative for Lake Placid, this is so meaningful to my constituents. And we are home of the Miracle on Ice, and it's wonderful to be here with these teammates who just stood so proudly for Team USA.
A few players from the 1980 team have died in recent years. Their family members were there at the White House in their place. Coach Herb Brooks, who died more than two decades ago, was represented on Friday by his son, Dan Brooks.
My dad, he believed. He believed in the American hockey player. He believed in his country. He loved this team. He loved his country. I wish he was here, but it's an honor for me to represent him. So thank you.
The hockey rink where the men defeated the Soviets and then went on to win Olympic gold in Lake Placid is now named after Herb Brooks. There will be three congressional gold medals on display around the country to honor the team, including one at the Olympic Center in Lake Placid. In the Adirondacks, I'm Emily Russell for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or take us with you wherever you go with the free WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Instagram is the place to be for even more from us. We're easy to find. We're at WSHU Public Radio. We'll see you on there. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your evening, and we'll talk tomorrow.